just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Davy Crockett.
That's not all what I was singing, but yes.
Yeah.
Davy Crockett.
It's a show. It's a thing. It was very popular for a very long time.
Right.
I remember one time my brother had to dress up as a frontiersman of some kind for school.
Yeah.
And he had on a beard, and he kept on singing the song from Pirates of the Caribbean. And he'd be like, yo ho, yo ho. And mom would jump in his face and be like, Davy Crockett, trying to get him to
sing
know
the right
what he's
one.
Supposed to be singing about.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But legitimately, I had never watched Davy Crockett. I don't think I've ever seen a Davy Crockett movie.
No, neither have I. But it seems like it's deep in our culture, right?
Especially if you that sing song. That, yeah. Uh-huh. If you sing that, people 100% know what you're singing.
Right.
And everyone knows about the coonskin caps and yada yada yada,
and like, all of this comes from Davy Crockett, the Davy Crockett Show by Disney.
I don't know if it's Disney exclusive. I think they might have taken that story idea and ran with it, but I don't think Disney came up with Davy Crockett.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
Probably not. They do that a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're excited that Disney Plus is out, because it makes finding some movies a lot easier when we're trying to watch things for the podcast. We don't have to scour the world trying to find copies of things.
So convenient. Just right there.
And we were reading through things that we were supposed to watch next, and there's a lot of garbage. I'm just going to say no offense, Disney, but yikes.
Literally like 8 years of nothing.
Like nothing that you would even recognize as a Disney movie.
No.
Like crusty, gross, blah movies.
It's pretty shocking.
It's unfortunate. Really, the problem, I think we mentioned before, is that animation is expensive.
Yep.
Was, still is. And they found that people were just as happy to go and see a live-action movie. So they said, great, we'll make more of those.
Uh-huh.
And so you said 4 years? It was 4 years between...
It was like eight.
Oh, eight
like
years.
8 years.
Ugh. 8 years of this nonsense.
Uh-huh.
But while you were listing off the movies that were between, you mentioned Davy Crockett, and I just happened to be on Disney Plus and say, well, I'm literally staring at Davy Crockett right now.
Yeah.
So let's start it up and see what we think.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you what I thought of it. It's not good. mostly because here's part of my issue is that I'm not a big fan of Westerns. Do you like Western films?
Oh, I'm going to go with no. I'm not a Western kind of a person. No. So no.
My grandpa used to really love the old Westerns.
I could see that.
And he would just sit and watch them all day long. And I thought of them as extremely boring.
Yeah.
But back when Disneyland opened, especially, there was kind of this fascination with the West and with cowboys and that kind of lifestyle, apparently. So we had an entire area in Disneyland that was dedicated to like the Davy Crockett type archetype, right?
Yeah, the Frontierland, I think, right? Is that one you're thinking of specifically?
Well, they called it like Nature's Wilderness and all that stuff. But yeah, in general, like the Frontierland type stuff.
Huh.
And it never really caught my attention, but a lot of people really enjoy a good Western movie, you know?
I guess.
You guess.
Yeah.
Obviously not us.
Yeah.
But I feel like Davy Crockett, I was not enjoying it for reasons other than the fact that it was a Western film.
Right.
I was not paying attention to one thing. I literally did not. I was...
Well, that's shocking because you're usually so invested and watching so closely. Fun things about it, though, it had Buddy Ebsen in it, who, if you don't know, was originally slated to play the Tin Man.
Oh, right.
In The Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
But their makeup had aluminum dust in it, and it coated his lungs and almost killed him before they could do the production. So they recast.
Did they use the same makeup on a different person?
They had quietly changed it from silver powder to silver paste.
I see.
So that he wasn't breathing it in.
So they weren't killing a second person?
Right, exactly. They learned their lesson.
Oh, that's good.
They only needed to kill one person to find out that wasn't one a actor. Good idea.
Oh my goodness.
So he's in it. But it starts out with, I guess the staging of it is what I find the strangest. It starts out with Davy Crockett fighting a bear, which is part of the song. He killed a bear when he was only 3 or something along those lines.
Okay.
But they don't show anything.
Uh-huh.
It's literally just a shaking bush. With some audio cues and things like that.
It's a great way to save money.
Sure. And then he later explains to somebody that he was planning on just smiling at the bear and hoping that it would go away that way. I don't know. It was just it's a weird setup in general. But I think what I found the most disturbing about Davy Crockett was just the general discourse that goes into these type of films, especially from this specific era.
Right.
Where the Native Americans are a quote-unquote nuisance. They are not where we want them to be. We're at war, quote-unquote, with the Native Americans.
Oh,
We need to get these savage people off of our land type of thing.
Okay.
And it's not historically accurate, nor is it sensitive to Native Americans in any way.
I was wondering, because you didn't finish the show, right?
No, I hated it that much.
That you only got like halfway through and stopped?
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'd say it's 50-50. 50% it was boring, and I didn't care for it. And 50% I was like, this is just dumb, the way that they're portraying this situation.
Those were your two parts.
They are, yeah.
Those are your two part thoughts.
Isn't that sad? But like, that's my thought process.
There's nothing entertaining about this at all.
Well, and I love Disney as much, if not more, than a lot of people.
Right.
But
I have a whole podcast about it.
Right. Imagine I have a whole business based on it. But I have a hard time with some of the depictions that the Disney company had in their films.
Right.
And I know I'm not the only one. A lot of people find some of their depictions of things problematic.
Oh, sure.
And rightfully so, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically watching Davy Crockett made me think, I wonder how appropriate it is to continue having these images out there.
Right.
Or should we, like we've said before, should we not ignore that it happens so that it brings up a conversation?
It's interesting because they were filmed at a very specific time in history, be what it may, you know, we're no longer at that place. What I find most interesting about it is that you never hear this as being the racist movie that they have out there, right? They always talk about other movies that are in the past. And right. Those are the ones like, oh, you'll never find that. But then this one, you're like, oh, you know, everybody seems to love the idea of Davy Crockett so much so that they're, you know, still dressing up and doing it in parades.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, wait a minute. You know, but then I think a larger part of that whole problem is that, like you were reading online, people are concerned about that now with Disney Plus being available with all their catalog. Basically, it's not putting it out there. They put a disclaimer on the front that says, you know, there's insensitive material in here, but then some people see that. It almost reminds me a little bit of like on HBO in the beginning, it was like, you know, nudity and bad language, and you're like, yes, I'm in.
Oh,
so it almost it's worrisome that people might feel the same way, where it's like, you know, this has socially insensitive material. People are like, perfect, This is what I want to watch.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to cater to that type of mentality in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And that's why the discourse right now, I think, for a lot of people is it appropriate to have this out there, or should they not? Because you'll notice there is a glaring omission from mm-hmm. Disney Plus, and that is Song of the South.
Right.
It is nowhere to be found on Disney Plus. Despite that, it's been re-released in other countries, just not in America.
Uh-huh.
So what is it about Song of the South that makes people so uncomfortable, that doesn't make enough people uncomfortable to not re-release Davy Crockett per right. se? Is it just what's in the public consciousness at the time, or is it
a previous backlash? Maybe.
I don't.
This one doesn't.
This is
have
the
it
thing
yet.
About it is that I don't. I'm not of the mind that it should not be viewable. I don't think that we need to erase everything that's happened. However, I do think that it's very important to not glamorize these kind of opinions.
Yeah.
Where you say, these people are different than me, so I've decided that they're savage, awful people, or that these people are dumb, or that these people right. are predisposed to violence, or to whatever situation you might have in your mind.
Especially over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right. I don't like dealing in those generalizations.
Yeah.
And so the question is, what is okay as far as these shows on Disney Plus, and what do you think is inappropriate?
Right. That some, like, you should almost have to like type in a parental code in order to unlock them or something, you know, like it needs to be more than just a little disclaimer up in the corner that you may miss or may enjoy actually seeing to certain people.
Sure.
There are certain people out there that still enjoy these kinds of movies, unfortunately. And for that reason, you know.
Well, and you can enjoy the movies. I don't begrudge people their ability to enjoy. Let's go to a different one. Let's just say Dumbo.
Okay.
Personally, I hate the movie Dumbo. Sure. It makes me cry. But there is a specific section that people found problematic for a very long time, and that's the crows.
Oh, yeah,
the end
yeah,
of the
yeah.
movie. It's a very heavy-handed racial stereotype that they put into this movie. A lot of people really like Dumbo.
Yeah.
A lot of people enjoy it. They liked it so much that they remade it into this live-action dealie.
Right.
But is there a conversation that needs to happen? And whose responsibility is that conversation is the real boil down to the question here. Is it Disney's responsibility before all of these movies that were made during a time period where this kind of stuff was acceptable? Is it their responsibility to put something in front of that movie that says, hey, we know that this depiction is not favorable of the people that we're depicting here. We want to point it out and say, you know, this is part of our history and we don't want to cover it up. Or do you get what I'm saying?
I do get it. Almost like a 3-minute video.
Or just talking even, about like, I believe
additional
Whoopi Goldberg has been before some cartoons in the past.
Oh, okay.
Saying, you know what, pretending this didn't happen is not appropriate. This is a chance for you to have a discussion, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
And especially now with Disney trying very hard to be very inclusive.
Yeah.
And trying to be very respectful of cultures. It makes it harder and harder to go back and watch some things as an adult and see things and go, huh, I didn't see it that way as a kid, but I definitely see it that way as an adult.
Right. And it makes you wonder also as well that when you're watching their catalog, you're like, I don't know if I enjoy watching their catalog and putting on display everything that they've done in the past, you know, in their movies.
Well, the thing is they've obviously chosen that Song of the South is not appropriate to put out there.
Right.
So, and they've been that way for years.
Right.
And we watch Song of the South and we have our opinions of it. But in general, it feels like many corporations, and not just Disney, will do whatever they can until someone calls them on it and decides that it's not appropriate. Specifically, I didn't like Davy Crockett. I don't like Westerns, but I definitely didn't like the depiction of the Native American people
right.
in Davy Crockett. And then fast forward, you jump ahead to our current time period, and in Moana, they studied very thoroughly the culture, and right. they hired a lot of people of that culture to be voices in the movie. Same thing with Coco.
Right. Yep.
They studied the culture. They hired people of the culture. And so you get a very authentic look.
Which makes both of those shows smash out hits.
Right. The respect of it really appeals to not just the people of that culture, but everybody else, I think. I appreciate learning legitimate things about other people's cultures.
Right.
Even if it's in something as silly as a Disney movie, it's nice to learn real things versus some sort of weird
idea.
Well,
and I just feel like that's very much, too, what Disney is kind of about. That's why they kill off so many parents in different things in their movies, too, is right? To help you, like, deal with hard lessons in life that you're going to have to be dealing with. And especially, like, during the time period of time that when they were being released in the 40s and 50s, those were very hard times for people. So it was a way for kids to learn new things.
Mm.
And so you look at that, you know, and so Disney was so good at doing that. So they kind of had to bring up the subject and then put it out there for a way for you to talk about it.
Right.
And then you go to these other subjects and go, geez.
Well, and that's the point of fairy tales in general. They were supposed to be scary. Fairy tales are meant to teach kids that there are scary things out there.
It's true.
Hansel and Gretel. How to be smart and how to judge for yourself what's good and what's bad and, you know, make good decisions. And I'm all for that, 100%. However, the discourse now is more along the lines of, is it appropriate to show kids that we weren't always respectful of right. people that we should have been?
Well, I say no.
You say no? So in your honest opinion, do you think that Dumbo shouldn't be on Disney Plus?
The original Dumbo with some of that cartoon stuff in there. No, I don't feel, but I don't feel like that depiction was that bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can see where people are coming from and say, like, I can see why that was insensitive, but then you go, well, but that to me wasn't overly bearingly
offensive.
Yeah. Unlike, you know, the Davy Crockett show, from what I did see of it, just felt like it was relentless and it just continued to go on and on and on down those lines, you know? And so that's a little bit different than just having a scene in a movie. But more importantly, I almost wonder about the question, and I'm not saying they should do this, but just bringing up the question is, like, should you change that scene then to make it more culturally sensitive for what we live in today? You know, what
like we they now, did with Lady and the Tramp.
That's what they did with that. Tell me all about that. They changed scenes?
They did. So in the original Lady and the Tramp, there was a song with the cats.
Oh, yes.
It was a poor stereotype.
Yep.
Same thing happens in the Aristocats. They have some very heavy-handed depictions of certain kinds of people. And for some reason, those have passed through the gates as far as what's acceptable and what's not. And I'm not saying that they should take them all down and be ashamed, but I'm just wondering, is there a responsibility on Disney to say this is not correct? And with Lady and the Tramp, they identified the fact that the cat song was an issue and switched it when they did the live action remake of it.
I mean, I'm gonna go with yes, because I think that when you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm. And if you know that this is no longer something that you're now sensitive, this is no longer appropriate, then don't continue to show it and don't continue to put it out there. Just so that you then have to apologize and talk about it again. Like, just fix a problem. Just fix it. And then you don't have to deal with it anymore. You know what I mean?
They have to rehire their entire animation people to redo some of these something things. Over
the top. Well, they need the work anyway.
No, like, that's true.
I like them being employed and figuring out techniques to, like, go in and fix scenes that are no longer appropriate.
And I'd be fine with that personally. I don't find that to be an issue.
We do it for TV all the time.
when we do it for rides. They've adjusted the Pirates of the Caribbean how many times now?
Right. That's a good point.
They're consistently changing that ride.
That's a very good point, too. But all the time, there are movies that are made, and then we try to put them on TV, and the language has to be changed, and so they change it to put it on TV because that's what's appropriate for TV.
So would you just cut scenes at that point?
Yeah, go ahead and cut them.
Oh.
Cut them.
You can't really cut the crows out of Dumbo, though. That's how he learns how to fly.
That's true.
So, I don't know. I think every parent has a responsibility to talk to their kids about those sort of things. I'm sure they're learning about things in school and things that would help them understand that more. But teaching your kids that making fun of people or taking someone's culture and misrepresenting it is not a good thing, you know,
right?
It's a very important discussion to have for people, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I'll admit I didn't know much about the stuff that they discuss in Coco.
Ah, yeah.
The Dia de los Muertos.
Uh-huh. That's stuff. A very good point.
I basically thought it was Halloween. I had no idea that it was something completely different.
Right.
And not to say that I waited till Coco to find out, but Coco did a really good job in telling people that it's not really a Halloween thing.
Educating through entertainment.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was definitely fun.
And so I think the importance of education along with the Disney entertainment is very important.
And I guess the other part of that too is just that we also had the ability to not watch it, and that's what we did.
It's true. If it's offensive, turn it off.
Just turn it off.
And I guarantee that Disney has a way to see how long you've watched something.
Uh-huh.
And if people have watched something.
You know, that's a very fair point, too, that we are probably judging with our online viewing habits all sure. the time. So
if there's something in a film that you don't like, don't give them your money.
Yeah.
And that goes for things coming out now, too, you know? There are plenty of movies that come out now that I'm like, I'm not giving you a dime for that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Fun topic.
It's, I guess it's a little heavy, but I felt like it was something that needed to be discussed.
Right.
And maybe other people have other opinions that I would love to hear about. These are just our opinions as two white men.
Right.
You know, we have the luxury of not being offended very often, you know?
It's true.
So, if you've had a positive or negative experience with these kind of things, I'd love to hear about it. Right. Let us know.
Because we like the song.
Which song?
Davy.
Oh, yeah.
Davy Crockett.
They even still sing it in the Country Bear Jamboree. I'm just saying. He's everywhere. But it's like I always say, killed him a bear. He was only three.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app, and if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique, and we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.